Hey guys, today we're going to be doing facts about your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Let's not waste time with the intro, so let's swing right in. I am so sorry for that pun. Anyways, let's start with our first fact. He's been in love with four women over the years, four main ones. The first one you've ever introduced to was Mary Jane Watson. Gwen Stacy was always his main interest. But after those two, after Gwen Stacy's death in Spider-Man Blue, which is a great storyline, I've read it multiple times, he fell in love with a girl named Betty Brant. But unfortunately, she collapsed and Betty's brother was murdered in a fight between Spidey and Dr. Octopus. After a bad breakup, Peter eventually fell for Gwen Stacy, who's the daughter of the chief of police. He actually did not know Mary Jane at the time, but Gwen won him over. During a vicious encounter involving the Green Goblin and the Brooklyn Bridge, Gwen passed away and Spidey could not save her. While Mary Jane was away in New York, Spider-Man encountered a beautiful but deceitful Felicia Hardy, the Black Cat. While the two had a remarkable chemistry, she could not overcome bringing herself to fully immerse himself as Spider-Man, as she could not bear not joining him in battle. But in dying the embers, fighting the relationship, the fire between Peter Parker and Mary Jane Watson finally burned. Number 9. He was once part of the Fantastic Four. When you first see him meet in the Fantastic Four, it would be Amazing Spider-Man Issue 1. But later on, due to the dying will of Johnny Storm, in his will, he finally put out for the Future Foundation, which consisted of many heroes. Iron Man, Spider-Man, and the children of the Fantastic Four members. Spidey got a brand new suit. It's mostly known as the Future Foundation suit. It is white and black, and you can change colors and tones with the hitting of the glasses. Well, lenses. Either way, the same. Alright. Number 8. During the Civil War story arc, Tony Stark made him a special uniform. Peter originally agreed with Tony Stark's methods and ideas, but soon after, when he had revealed himself in the storyline in One Other Day, Kingpin hired Bullseye to shoot... Oh, shit. Congestion. He hired Bullseye to kill Aunt May, and due to this, she was in the hospital. He made a deal with Mephisto to reset everything. And so, the entire event was unturned. But Peter still kept his uniform for the Iron Spider. But as it stands right now, there is no one in Marvel now that possesses the uniform, but it is mentioned in the storyline Spidey. You could see this in Civil War 2, and Spidey. Number 7. He operates as four different heroes. During the Identity Crisis storyline, he operated as Ricochet, Dusk, Hornet, and Prodigy. Because during this time, Peter Parker was framed for murder. They thought he was Spider-Man at times too, because he was convicted for it. And so to this point, he adopted four identities. And that's the Identity Crisis storyline. You can see this in Spider-Man 625. Amazing Fantasy. He could once make his own webbing. The Sam Raimi movies adopted the whole organic webbing thing. It was natural, but at the same time, he had to hydrate for it. This also happened in comics, because he didn't always have web shooters. At the same time, he encountered a villain called the Queen during the Spider-Island timeline, who mutated his strength skills to a much higher level. His upgrades include organic web shooters, spikes that come out of his arm, which later became the basis for Kane. If you read the Kane storyline, it's very good. I really recommend that one. Right now, in main continuity, he works for the X-Men. Not as a mutant professor, but as someone to identify with other young mutants. Not just mutants, but humans that have gained the abilities. Number three, his parents were spies. One of the biggest mysteries in comic books, he was always identities with Richard and May Parker. While they were forced to leave the young Peter in the hands of Ben and Mary in the late 60s, it was revealed that Peter's parents were actually agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Even though this fact has been pushed around many times, it's never really been confirmed. And as we know in Marvel now, it's not said a single thing about him, only that they died. Number two. During the Ultimate storyline, Peter Parker dies in the hands of Green Goblin. And so young Miles Morales, who's bitten by a radioactive spider, similar to Peter, but it's close. After his mother's death, and seeing Peter die, he took up the role of Spider-Man. He has almost all the same powers, except two. Spider Shock, when he touches someone, they let a giant. It's better known as the Spider Sting, which is almost an electrical pulse. The second one is camouflage. He can only do it for a short period of time, but he's. The more he uses it, the longer it goes. Number one. The Clone Saga was a very confusing storyline for most people in the 90s. But even though it was one from critics, it was most hated, fans absolutely adored it at the time, because it gave us Ben Reilly, Kane, Jessica Drew, and many others. But at the same time, Ben Reilly, Scarlet Spider, which was a clone of Peter, or Peter was a clone, this was never actually confirmed, but it turns out in the first issue when you do see Ben, or just Peter at the time, Peter apparently dies, and Ben's actually the one that lives. People hated this idea, so they started denying it, which led to the whole argument between who's who. Well, guys, this has been Amazing Facts About Superheroes. Next episode will be mostly about cosplay and how to get in shape for it, but until then, tally-ho!